Hey, so Lisa had a great question about this point system for retainers, and I have some training on that. So if you're wondering what that's all about and you're interested in it, let me know, and I'll include the link here, and I'll send you the link for that training. But essentially, this is a retainer model that works really well when your client is just kind of making things up as they go. They're kind of building the car as they're driving. In the way that in the training we talk about is it's an agile company. So they're essentially just rapid prototyping, and they can't really give you a really clear or relatively useful list of things they're going to need done in the next 3 to 6 months. So that presents a huge problem for the model that I teach. In this class, we talk about how you can use a point system to get around that in a way that takes the focus away from hourly rates and gets the prospect or the client focused on your value rather than how much you're charging for this or how much your hourly rate is. So the way that and Lisa's question was, okay, so do I base it on a target rate? Let's say you have $150 an hour and kind of, but let me explain, and then we can maybe look at some options. So the approach that Eduardo talked about was using a Fibonacci sequence. Fibonacci is kind of a geometric pattern where you're adding the two numbers to get another one, and then you're adding that one with the preceding number to get the next number. So the pattern is 1, 2, 3, because 1 plus 2 equals 3, right? Then the next one's going to be 3 plus 2. Oops, this is moving on me, sorry, which is 5. Then 5 plus 3, so it's 8. 8 plus 5, which is 13. 13 plus 8, which is 21. And he stops there. I think there's room to keep going after that, but in his case, he finds that, there's really nothing that's going to go over that. You have to decide, hey, are there projects where the scope of work is either, first of all, it's a big project and the scope of work is really not well defined, or something along those lines, and then you have to make a decision. So the way this works is the way he suggested, which I think is great, is you think about a project that you do a lot of. And it's so this is not going to be one of like your biggest things. It's probably going to be more of a vanilla, run-of-the-mill, every month kind of project that's really, really common. Something that's really well defined. And in most cases, you have a narrow range in terms for what you charge. Let's just say it's a case study. In fact, let's just take that. And then what you do is you assign a to it. So this becomes kind of your baseline, your focal point. And then you just say, look, that's going to be where that's the baseline. That's where I'm going to, that's what I'm going to compare everything to. And then it's either going to go above that or below that. And it's also going to go above that by a certain number of steps or below that by a certain number of steps. So, if it's going to be more work than that, maybe it's more work, but not as complex or not as intensive. So it's going to be 13, or let's say it's going to be more work. Let's just say, in fact, let's stick with that example case study. So maybe a white paper, a decent sized white paper is going to be 21. Okay, so what would be something below that? Maybe a really long form blog post or article might be 5. Maybe a brochure would be 3. Maybe a short blog post would be 2. And maybe hey, can you take a quick look at this and do a little bit of editing? Do your magic with this thing, right? These projects, and this is great because those are the projects that many times we do, and like, whatever, I'm not going to charge you for that. Then you could use the point system. All right. So then Lisa's question becomes, okay, great. So how do I apply an hourly rate? I think that's a really good start. And but you have to gauge it, and you have to use gut feel, and you have to test it with different scenarios just to see, will this work? So case study, and let's just do it. Let's test it out with that example. Let's say that, normally you charge $1,500 for a case study. So if that, and let's just do some math, if it's $1,500 divided by 8 points, that's about $188 an hour. So one of the first questions I would ask myself is, does that work for me? Does that sound about right? And let's just say that it does. Okay, so I'm kind of, you're not revealing any of this to your client, by the way, but if that's gonna work, that's based on $188 an hour, I'm gonna use that as my baseline as well. Which means that let's just take 21, and I'm using my calculator here because God forbid I do this in my head. So that would mean that a white paper would be roughly 39.48. Okay, it's a case study white paper. So then the question is, okay, does that work in most scenarios? And remember, we're in a retainer situation, okay? So maybe you would charge more if it were not a retainer situation. But let's just say $4,000 for a white paper, would that work? Maybe you feel really good about it. Maybe you're thinking, I don't know, that doesn't really work. So one thing you may want to do is adjust this so that it works for all these different possibilities. Now, another one that I just thought of is, okay, well, he stopped at 21. I don't know if in the case of a white paper, continuing the sequence is going to work, because we're talking about what? 34 being the next number. So 34 times 188, 6392. Maybe that's going to work for you. Maybe you're thinking, you know what? That's more along the lines of what I'm thinking, especially for a project where it's a white paper, it's longer than usual, and maybe the scope is just really right now very open. It's very fluid right now. We don't know what it's going to look like. Maybe it would make sense to continue that Fibonacci sequence. Or you may want to do a combination of things. Maybe you say, look, the white paper is going to be 21, but we really need to do a plan, and the plan is going to be 5 points. Okay, so let me highlight those just so you see that. So we're going to do 21, but we need to do a white paper plan as part of this, and that's going to be 5 points. So that's one way you can kind of pad this a little bit and make it work. The whole point here, the one thing I wanted to emphasize is that I really think that's a great approach or a great way to start this process is make 8 your baseline, test it with the typical project that might be, kind of your bread and butter vanilla project. Test for what an hourly rate might be, and then start testing different if-then scenarios and see if that works. As they say in the training, Eduardo and Dave, this is something you just get started. You're going to adjust over time. Don't expect this to be perfect immediately. There's a lot of moving parts and nuances to this. So, you don't know until you try. I think the best thing you could do is put it to the test, take a risk, and you can adjust as time goes by. So anyway, Lisa, I hope that answers your question and hope this is useful for the rest of you who are thinking about going with this approach.